Good morning, Libana. Here's a summary of the news for this November 28th, 2025.
Today, partly cloudy skies are expected with wind gusts of 9 kilometers per hour, highs of 13 degrees and lows of 3 degrees. Today, the sun will rise at 8:27 a.m. and sunset will be at 5:45 p.m., with humidity close to 90%.
Diseño y printing de labels, cartas, brochures y packaging en Libana. Visita alejandrobriz.es.
Cantabria rises the number of Michelin-starred restaurants to 6, thanks to the addition of Pico Velasco, by Chef Nacho Solana, located in Caraza, Boto. This new distinction is joined by the fact that the 5 Cantabrian restaurants already featured in the prestigious Michelin Guide maintain their stars for the 2026 edition, thus consolidating the region's gastronomic position. Good job, Nacho!
Spain has officially entered the flu epidemic phase, according to the latest health figures. Authorities remind everyone of the importance of extreme prevention. If you have symptoms, stay home whenever possible. And if you need to go out, wear a mask and avoid close contact. They also recommend maintaining good hand hygiene and ventilating indoor spaces. Individual responsibility is key to curbing transmission.
Rosa y Julián Potes and Delicatessen in Potes, specialists in Liebanaville. Call 942-730-212.
An enigmatic human ancestor discovered who coexisted with Lucy and walked upright despite having gorilla feet. A team of researchers has found new evidence suggesting that the fossil known as the Bertillet foot belonged to a more primitive species of Australopithecus than Lucy. This hominid would have coexisted with Australopithecus afarensis in the same region of Africa about 3.4 million years ago. The findings suggest that Lucy was not the only inhabitant of present-day Ethiopia during that period. She shared territory with another, even older species, whose feet had an opposable thumb, ideal for climbing trees, and with a morphology closer to that of gorillas than modern humans. Even so, this ancestor would have been capable of walking upright, incorporating a surprising combination of arboreal and bipedal traits in human evolution.
A miracle in modern times. The new mayor of Tudanka cuts allowances by 60% and approves a budget of 386,111 euros for 2026. In a plot twist worthy of a movie, the new mayor of Tudanka has done something that today would almost require a certificate of authenticity, lowering allowances by 60%. Yes, you read that right. In a country where allowances usually go up faster than bread, in Tudanka they have decided to put on the handbrake.
Hostal Restaurante Peñasagra, en Ojedo. Cozy rooms, homemade menu, and family treatment. Book at 942-730792.
The imprisonment of José Luis Ábalos, former minister and former number two of the PSOE, has become the harshest and most symbolic image of recent Spanish politics. The protagonist of the 2018 no-confidence vote, which promised regeneration and institutional cleanliness, now crosses the threshold of a penitentiary center, investigated for his role in the Cordo case, a scheme of alleged corrupt contracts during the pandemic. This episode directly impacts the government, which is accumulating scandals and shadows around some of its closest officials. The scene of Ábalos entering prison summarizes a legislature marked by public shame, loss of credibility, and the growing feeling that corruption has returned to the forefront of national politics.
The Fuente de cable car is operational for today. There are no scheduled closures or maintenance notices for this specific date. Get informed at 942-736610 or by checking the official website before going. The main access roads to Liebana are open and passable, with no serious weather incidents reported for tomorrow. No closures or mandatory use of chains are expected, but there are ongoing works that may cause delays in the gorge.
Cumbre Legal Abogados. We offer comprehensive advice, solid legal defense, and close accompaniment at every step of your case, because your peace of mind is our priority. We are located at San Roque Street, number 9, door 3, in Potes. Call 676-179-017.
Gold shines around 3,606 euros per troy ounce, with a slight increase. Silver remains stable at levels similar to previous sessions. Brent crude oil is around $60 per barrel, after a slight correction. The dollar moves firmly in a volatile environment. Bitcoin continues with strong fluctuations typical of the crypto market. Nvidia remains on the rise, driven by artificial intelligence. And Alphabet, Google, consolidates moderate gains. The market continues to show technological momentum, although global volatility calls for caution.
Today's historical event, November 28, 1520, in southern Chile, after crossing the Strait of Magellan, three ships of the Spanish expedition, Trinidad, San Antonio, and Conception, under the command of Portuguese explorer Ferdinand Magellan, serving the Crown of Castile, reached the Pacific Ocean. They thus become the first Europeans to sail from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific via the Western Route, and it is known as the first Spanish circumnavigation of the world. On the same day in 1811, at the Gewandhaus Concert Hall in Leipzig, Germany, Ludwig von Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 5 in E-flat major, op. 73, premieres.
That's all for the summary of the most important news. We hope to see you back here tomorrow. Visit delibana.es and sell your secondhand products within the Libana Valley. We wish you a good day.